Hi, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Word of Grace Church's Sunday morning service. How many of you have already made summer plans to travel somewhere or something like that? Yeah. All right. I want you to turn to your neighbor and just tell them, where would you like to go on a vacation? Like your dream vacation. Where would you like to go? Share your favorite vacation destination. Okay. Mumbai, okay. That's the first time I've heard that. All right. So this morning, we are actually going to go on a journey. In the Old Testament, Jews would wake up every morning on a Sabbath day and they would make a journey. They would go to a physical place where they can give their offerings. They take their best goats and cows and everything and they'd start walking. They would go to the temple, and they would start entering into the presence of God. Now, Hebrews tells us that we don't have a physical temple like that we go to, and in fact, Colin has been teaching us about what the temple is today. In fact, we, when we come together like this, we are the temple of the most holy God. But there is a way, there is a spiritual reality that the temple that existed in Jerusalem, let's see a photo of that. Can we have that? Okay, that's a little small, but that is like an interior of a temple, okay? I'm not going to start like Bible teaching or anything here. I'm just saying this is a blueprint of the temple, and God was very specific in the instructions on how to build it, etc., because Hebrews tells us that this is a copy of the things in heaven. And guess what? When we come to Jesus, when we enter into His presence, we are dealing with heavenly realities. Yeah, we are entering into His presence as He is in heaven. So here you see that, you know, can you even see where the Gentiles, that is all of us, yeah, unless you're a Jew here, the Gentiles would be absolutely outside the entire temple. We wouldn't have access. But because of what Jesus did on the cross, we have access into not just the outer courts, but the inner courts, through the altar, through the holy place, into the holy of holies, into the very presence of God. Isn't that amazing? But there is a way to enter into His presence. The Bible tells us to enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. And I want to read out from Psalm 95. Psalm 95, 1 to 9. I'm reading this in the Passion Translation. I think we need a little bit of passion. Yeah. So this is what the Psalms 95 says. Come on, everyone. Let's sing for joy to the Lord. Let's shout out loudest praises to our God who saved us. Everyone, come meet His face with a thankful heart. Don't hold back your praises. Make Him great by your shouts of joy. For the Lord is the greatest of all, King God over all other gods. And then he demonstrates, how do we praise God? How do we enter into His presence? It says, on the one hand, He holds the mysteries of the earth, and the other, He holds the highest mountain peaks. He's the owner of every ocean, the engineer, the sculptor of earth itself. Come kneel before the Creator God, come bow before Him. And he goes on and on describing who God is and His mighty, miraculous works that He does. And that is how we enter into His presence. So this morning, do you want to journey with me into the presence of God? Yeah, amen. Okay, come, let's stand and let's loudly praise this God.
Soul be filled. I'm reading from Psalms 135. I know that the Lord is great, that our Lord is greater than all gods. The Lord does whatever pleases him in the heavens and on the earth, in the seas and all their depths. He makes clouds rise from the ends of the earth. He sends lightning with the rain and brings out the wind from his storehouses. He struck down the firstborn of Egypt, the firstborn of people and animals. He sent his signs and wonders into your midst, Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants. He struck down many nations and killed mighty kings. And he gave their land as an inheritance to his people Israel. Your name, Lord, endures forever. Your renown, Lord, through all generations. For the Lord will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servants. God, you are the only God. You are the greatest of all. And you alone can do signs and wonders and miracles, Lord. And when we go through the Bible, the signs and wonders and miracles and healings that you've done are amazing, Lord. And you are a God who is same yesterday, today, and forever, Lord. And this is the God we praise. You are the God we praise forever and ever, because you are good. You are great. You are compassionate. You are loving. And we just want to glorify you, Lord, for what you are, for who you are, for what you do, without getting tired, Lord. You are so patient with us, Lord. You never give up on us, Lord. You're so loving. We just want to say we love you and we praise you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. Yeah, the Spirit of the Lord is here. I wanted to read from Luke 7. And a lot of you would know this story already. And, you know, while I'm just going through this story, can we have that picture of the temple back up? You know, this was a story where one of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with him in the Pharisee's house. And Jesus was at the Pharisee's house, and it says, behold, a woman of the city, she was a sinner, who learned that, when she learned that Jesus was reclining at the table in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster flask of ointment, and standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears and wipe them with the hair of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. You know, Sunith was encouraging us to surrender ourselves. When we look at the picture of the temple, it's actually that, you know, women in that time, even Jewish women, were not allowed to make a sacrifice. They were not allowed to where the altar is. They had separate courts for women that would not allow them in. And there were only very specific few, privileged few, who could enter in and make the sacrifice on the altar of God. And here we are. We would have never had access into his presence but for the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross. But this woman had access to give a sacrifice of her own. And Jesus says it's beautiful. In this story, he says, don't trouble her. What she did is a beautiful thing. We have an opportunity to do that today. Because of the blood of Christ, we have access to sacrifice, to surrender ourselves as a living sacrifice at the altar of Christ. Amen. This is not sacrifice for salvation. Yeah, this is not a sacrifice to enter into his presence. No, this is a sacrifice because of love. Because we so love him. We want to show that, God, we want to live our whole life surrendered to you. So because sacrifice is a privilege, let us gladly give ourselves over to him. Amen. Would you join me in doing that? This is a privilege that we have this morning to say, God, I surrender everything that I am, everything that I have to you. Yeah.